نحمده ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أتاكم رمضان شهر مبارك، فرض الله عليكم صيامه، تفتح فيه أبواب السماء وتغلق فيه أبواب الجحيم، وتغل فيه مردة الشياطين، ولله فإن لله فيه دعوة مستجابة في كل يوم وليلة. فأروا الله من أنفسكم خيرا، من حرمها فقد حرم. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected elders and brothers, the magnanimity of any occasion can be understood from the preparation before the occasion, and together with that, the amount of people involved in its preparation also indicates the magnanimity of this occasion. The month of Ramadan, respected elders and brothers, 1 year before this month comes, there is preparations taking place in the heavens. Jannat is being decorated and beautified for those people who will keep roza and who will fast. 1 year in advance, this preparation continues right till the month of Ramadan. So the preparation for this blessed month is 1 year before the occasion. And similarly, the amount of people that are involved in its preparation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith that the malaika seek forgiveness on behalf of the fasting person, hatta yuftir, until this person breaks his fast. In another narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that 70,000 malaika, 70,000 malaika seek forgiveness for one fasting person daily, from the dawn, from the time a person commences his fast, right until sunset. 70,000 malaika make dua-i maghfirat, make dua for the forgiveness of the fasting person, until this person breaks his fast. Indeed, this is a great month, respected ladies and brothers. And it is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed us to witness this great blessed month. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Atakum Ramadan, that the month of Ramadan has come to you, Shahrun Mubarak, this is a blessed month, Tuftahu fihi abwabul Jannah, the doors of Jannah are opened in this month, Watughlaqu fihi abwabul Jahim, the doors of Jahannam are shut and are closed, Watughallu fihi maradatu shayateen, the evil shayateen are chained and they are locked up. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this is a month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that you compete with each other, and you compete with each other in carrying out good deeds to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا. Then display to Allah the goodness that you have in you, and display good actions and carry out good actions in order to achieve this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ, that the wretched person in reality is that person, that misfortunate person is that person who is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month. This month, يُغَشِّيكُمُ اللَّهِ فَيُنَزِّلُ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns His attention towards His servants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours down and sends down His mercy in torrents. وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of the fasting person in this month. In this blessed month, respected elders and brothers, misfortunate is that person who is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this month is a month of opportunities. a month of opportunities to achieve the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the opportunities of the wealth of the akhirat, not the wealth of this world. Respected brothers and brothers, the Muslim, the mu'min, is that person who acquires and who strives to acquire the wealth of akhirat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us many opportunities in this month. We will just go through some of the opportunities which have been narrated in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first aspect that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned is the aspect of nafil salah, tahajjud salah. When it comes to the other months of Ramadan, perhaps it may be difficult for us to wake up for tahajjud salah. But in this blessed month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy. Each one of us have to wake up for the sahri. And when you will wake up for sahri, then we should try and wake up a little bit earlier in order to perform the tahajjud salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith that man taqarraba fihi bi khaslatin min al-khayb kana kaman adda fariidatan fima siwa. That person who acquires, who makes an effort to acquire the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing nawafil, all optional deeds, then the reward of an optional deed in this blessed month of Ramadan is equal to the reward of a farz. So this is a great reward for even one nafil. How great is the reward for the best of nawafil, the salah of tahajjud. So this is something we should try and acquire, that just as we are waking up in order to acquire the physical nourishment, then together with the physical nourishment, we require the spiritual nourishment, which is the aspect of tahajjud salah. And together with this, we should try and make an effort to perform all other forms of nawafil, whether it be awabin, the chast, salatul duha, all the different types of salah and nawafil. We should try and perform it in this month and acquire the maximum out of this month. The second aspect that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had encouraged is the aspect of dua. In the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning the ayat of roza and fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That when my servant asks of me, then indeed I am close. The Mufassirin mentioned that the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mention of the aspect of dua, it shows the close link of fasting and dua. In the hadith of Tirmidhi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ. That there are three such persons whose duas are not rejected, are readily accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of them, as-sa'im hatta yuftir, the fasting person until this person breaks his fast. Until this person breaks his fast, his du'as are readily accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, inna lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kulli yawmin wa laylatin utaqa min an-nar. That in every day and every night, there are a great number of persons who are freed from the fire of Jahannam. Every day and every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is freeing a great number of slaves from the fire of Jahannam. وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلِيلَةٍ دَعْوَةً مُسْتَجَابًا. Then for every Muslim has an accepted dua on every day and every night of this blessed month of Ramadan, which is readily accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama mentioned there are different times where the duas of a fasting person is accepted. One is at the time of tahajjud salah, and one is specifically at the time of iftar. The time before iftar is a time where a person should present his needs before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will readily accept this person's du'as. Similarly, in the last 10 days of this blessed month, especially on the odd nights, the du'as of a Muslim and the du'as of a fasting person is readily accepted. So this is a month of du'a, of supplication. And we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and present our needs, whether it be the needs of this world, whether it be the needs of the hereafter, which are the greatest of needs. We should present these needs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry before Him. And especially, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the sufferings of the Muslims all over the world. So this is a month where we should turn, especially in dua. So this is the second aspect that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Then the ulama mentioned That in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there are four things a person should make special dua for. One is freedom from the fire of Jahannam. A person should make special dua of freeing himself from the fire of Jahannam. And then the second dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should grant this person entry into Jannat. So the first dua is a person should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free him from the fire of Jahannam and then grant him entry into Jannat. The third thing the ulama mentioned is a person should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the mercy, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him with mercy and to shower his mercy upon him. When a person has been enveloped in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then indeed this person will definitely be in a favorable condition. And the fourth thing that the ulama mentioned, a person should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. The third aspect that the ulama mentioned that a person should abide to is the tilawat of the Qur'an Majeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an Majeed mentions شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, that the month of Ramadan is the month wherein the Qur'an has been revealed. So this is the month which is known as شَهْرُ الْقُرْآنِ, the month of the Qur'an. It is mentioned regarding the pious predecessors. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, when the month of Ramadan would commence, then he would leave out all other discussions. He would leave out going into the gatherings of the ulama to acquire the different knowledges of deen. And he would take all his time and restrict it to reciting the Qur'an Majeed. And he would take all his time and abide to recite the Qur'an Majeed. It is mentioned regarding Aswad rahmatullah Ali, the great tabi'i, that when the month of Ramadan would come, then he would complete one khatam of the Qur'an Majeed every day. Every day he would complete one khatam of the Qur'an Majeed. It is mentioned regarding Imam Unif rahmatullah Ali and Imam Shafi rahmatullah Ali, that daily, in the day they would commence, they would complete one Qur'an, and at night they would complete one Qur'an. So in the end of the month of Ramadan, they would complete 60 khatams of the Qur'an Majeed. Then, as far as our pious predecessors from the recent past, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Shaykh Al-Hadith Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, he is mentioned regarding him that daily he would complete one khatam of the Qur'an Majeed. For 42 years consecutively, this was the practice of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, that daily he would complete one khatam of the Qur'an Majeed. And then Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali had even mentioned regarding the family members and his household members, the women folk, that they would compete with each other in reciting the Qur'an Majeed. And each one of the women folk would recite approximately one third, even half of the Qur'an Majeed daily, despite all other work that they have to tend to in the home. Despite all of those aspects, they would try and at least recite daily one third or even half of the Qur'an Majeed. Then as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali had even encouraged his associates, and he had wrote to them that they should try and complete 60 khatams of the Qur'an Majeed after the month of Ramadan had terminated. His associates had written back to him. Walayna Amul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had completed 61 khatams of the Qur'an Majeed in that specific Ramadan. One friend of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali had completed 59 khatams. Another person had completed 50 khatams. In this manner, this was the habit of the pious predecessors, that when this month would come, then he would take out time to specifically recite the Qur'an Majeed, as this was the month of the Qur'an Majeed. Respected ladies and brothers, this is not something difficult. If daily, at the time of every salah, if a person has to take out time to recite only 6 pages, then by the end of the month of Ramadan, a person will easily complete one khatam of the Qur'an Majeed. Just by reciting 6 pages every salah, in this manner, easily a person will complete one khatam of the Qur'an Majeed. So this is something we should strictly abide to, because this is the month of the Qur'an, that we should recite a major portion of the Qur'an Majeed. Minimum, we should recite one khatam of the Qur'an Majeed. Then the fourth aspect that the ulama mentioned is the aspect of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, namely reciting the abundance of the first kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and istighfar. These two aspects which are mentioned in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned,
أَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ. That as for those aspects which will please your Rabb, those two aspects which will be a means of you attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first is شَهَادَةُ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, reciting the first kalima لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And the second aspect is وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ, making abundance of istighfar and seeking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And the last aspect that the ulama mentioned is the aspect of taraweeh salah. Respected Allah and brothers, this is a very great practice. This is a very, very great action. In the narration of Bukhari Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرُ. That person who fasts, who will stand in taraweeh salah, that person who will stand in taraweeh salah for the entire month of Ramadan, with full yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting reward, that person will perform the taraweeh salah for the entire month of Ramadan, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All this person's past sins, Allah will forgive all this person's past sins. Imagine what a great action, just for performing taraweeh salah every night, with full yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, full conviction, and hoping for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive all this person's past sins. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the closest a person will be to his Lord, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The closest a person can be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is while this person is in sajda. Dr. Abdul Hayy al-Aqmi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that in the taraweeh salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person 40 more opportunities to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness. Allah has given him 40 more opportunities, because in every rakat there are two sajdas. So Allah has given this person 40 more opportunities to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness. Then that person, misfortunate is that person, and deprived is that person who does not wish to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to abide to these aspects. So just to go through some of the aspects that we had mentioned. The first aspect is the aspect of tahajjud and nawafil salah. The second aspect that the ulama mentioned is the aspect of dua, taking out some time daily to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the different needs. Then the third thing is the aspect of the tilawat of the Qur'an Majeed, to take out some time daily, and we should try and decrease all our other works and to take out more time to in order to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth aspect was the aspect of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, namely reciting the first kalima and istighfar. And the last aspect that we had mentioned was the aspect of the taraweeh salah. Respect to ladies and brothers, to bring all these actions is only possible if a person has to make out a timetable, and then together with this, a person should recite some portion of the fadail amal and the aspect of the fadail Ramadan, the different discussions of the virtues of the month of Ramadan. And this will encourage a person to carry out these aspects and these different aspects, these different actions, which will acquire the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acquire the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to take maximum from this blessed month of Ramadan, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter us into His mercy and free us from the fire of Jahannam and grant us entry into Jannat. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Thank you.